This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you
the phenomenal Neil Diamond brings us back, our own Neil Diamond. He's on the show in less than 15 minutes. I would say, Dan and Adam, we've probably had to our texting contraption. You can text away anytime you would like, 651-461-9226. At least, I would say between 50 and 75 texts saying we should have RFK Jr. on regarding vaccine policies and his contrast to our main go-to guest, Dr. Michael Ostrom. My response has been no credibility. No credibility. I don't think RFK Jr. has any credibility in this area. He demonstrated this again. Washington, D.C., a rally against vaccine mandates, which, by the way, having different opinions on vaccine mandates, credible, for sure, absolutely allowed to. Seen a lot of legal cases. A lot of legal cases going against vaccine mandates. Pursue it legally. Businesses and what works compared to folks on the health side. We saw two differing rulings with the Supreme Court on businesses, 100 or more employees on force mandates. Supreme Court said no, but on those involving hospitals and doctors, that yes, that mandate stayed. But here's RFK Jr. Once again, in a vile, cruel, ugly way, likening vaccine policies to what the Nazis are doing. And I'll repeat again, been saying this forever. Anyone who compares policies to Nazis, 99.99% of the time, doesn't apply at all. And it's repugnant, whether it's attacking George Bush or Barack Obama or Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, or vaccine requirements to 6 million people brutally killed because of the religion. What is wrong with you people? Honestly, don't believe in it. Stand out, cite data, but comparing it to 6 million killed? Do you have any dignity at all? Here's RFK Jr. Even in Hitler's Germany, you could cross in the Alps in Switzerland. You could hide in an attic like Anne Frank did. I visited East Germany in 1962, my father met people that climbed the wall and escaped, so it was possible. Many died true, but it was possible. Yeah, 6 million people were brutally killed. The Auschwitz Memorial had to respond to RFK Jr. Exploiting of the tragic people who suffered were humiliated, tortured, murdered by a totalitarian totalitarian regime. Am I saying that right?
Totalitarian.
Regime. Excuse me. I'm forgetting my T there. It's that I of mine right now. Of Nazi Germany, including children like Anne Frank, in a debate about vaccines and limitations during a global pandemic is a sad symptom of moral and intellectual decay. Bravo. Would you like to play the role, Adam Carter, of Cousin Kyle and defend RFK Jr.?
Go ahead. I didn't see that quote over the weekend and just you reading that. What the, are you kidding me? I think his own father probably would say, you know what, son? You're over your skis on this.
100%.
That's just, you nail. I mean, and everybody goes to that card, and it's so lazy to do that, too. And it's just intellectually lazy, and it's cruel. Right, it's cruel. It's, you diminish the horror of the Holocaust by doing that.
It's really close, Dan, that if I go downtown, you know what I could go for today? Chili at the Loon. See Tim and John have some of their great chili. And I have to do this. I have to go to my phone where I've saved it, my notes area. Boom, there's my vaccine. Because I believe in science. And I think I have. Guess what? I'm over 50. And I just found out the other day that because I am vaccine, I have both my vaccines and a booster, that I am 40 times more likely to avoid hospitalizations than someone my same age. And if this restaurant or if a city, county, state, if it's allowed legally, by the way, and let's have all those debates legally, no problem with it. If it's allowed, they can do it. That's similar, Dan. You really can't tell the difference between being let into a gas chamber, right?
I mean, it's, you know, it's exactly. I mean, it's at least, you know, you can hide from being taken away at Auschwitz. You know, you could be up in an, because that worked out real well for Anne Frank, didn't it? I mean, where she hid, and didn't end up at the, oh wait, no, yeah, she did. So I know it's this is preposterous. Adam nailed it. It's intellectually lazy to go to that card. You want to disagree with the policy? Absolutely. You go ahead and disagree with it, but we can have a debate. But as soon as you play this card, as soon as you go to this hyperbolic rhetoric, I can't take you seriously anymore. We can't have a conversation. You end any potential conversation or any potentiality for any kind of unity by, you know, going to this level of nonsense. It just, it's sad.
Again, I'll use the word cruel. Texter does point out, I wonder what our guy, LD, Larry David, thanks. Now, I've read a couple places where Larry David was the one who introduced RFK Jr. to Cheryl.
Really?
Yes. Cheryl, who played Larry's wife and now friendly ex-wife on the show. Cheryl is now married to RFK Jr. Let's say Larry David in real life has a little different view. Then we get to, maybe the third or fourth greatest point guard to ever play basketball. John Stockton. Gonzaga. I was lucky enough to call many, many games involving John Stockton dicing the Wolves apart. John Stockton won't wear a mask at games, unlike everybody else. He's incredibly visible around Gonzaga. His kids have attended there. He still lives in the area. So after they asked him over and over again just to follow the policy, they have now said, we've suspended your tickets. John Stockton, with zero facts, none, zero, is asserting that between 100 to 150 professional athletes are dead from the vaccine, and perhaps millions have died from the vaccine. Of course, that's not true. That's not true.
No,
John Stockton, somebody had to, making up things?
Someone had to pick up the mantle from Aaron Rodgers, I guess. So why not John Stockton?
Then we have the Connecticut financial advisor. Have we heard the proper pronunciation of his last name? Jason Ion Ionzo. Let's go, excuse me, James. James Ionzo. He's 48. So he is getting a smoothie. And he has a child with a peanut allergy. Okay? And he was enraged the day after son went into life-threatening shock after having a drink, which led to the boy's hospitalization. I think a lot of us, Adam and Dan, would be unbelievably furious. Correct?
100%.
If you went there and you know your child suffers from this nut allergy, and you go above and beyond saying, this cannot happen. This cannot happen. And it happens. I would not be happy. I would not show up the next day screaming and calling individuals effing immigrant losers. Would I be stern? Would I be upset? Would I be wondering what the hell happened? How could you be this careless? You're damn right I would. But to go to slurs, to be throwing things at the employees? No. Again, I don't want to pull away any of how frightened he was to have a child of any age, a friend of any age, loved one of any age, and see that happen when you did the right things. But to go there and go to the immigrant card, menacing people, trying to attack them. What the hell has happened again, Adam?
I don't know. People have those views and they come and this, you know, and when people apologize for those views, oh, that's not me, it's not me. But this proves it, you know, when you get that enraged and that's the card you go to, that is who you are.
Immigrant.
That is who you are, sadly.
People have decided that they can act like this in public and that there aren't going to be consequences. And that's, you know, thank God for the internet, because there are consequences for this guy now. And that's, to me...
Fired?
He got fired from his job. And I have no problem with a company saying, you've been splashed all over the internet, behaving in a manner that's entirely unacceptable for any kind of civilized behavior. We don't want to be associated with you anymore. Here's your pink slip, sir. If there aren't consequences, what stops people from doing this?
Too many people are doing it, you know, and again, I so hope his child never, ever has to face this again. But throwing things, trying to attack them with your words, with slurs, and trying to get through a door, please. Little lighter topic next. Two birthday boys, Neil Diamond and Jason DeRusha next. Couple big birthdays today. Well, we can add a third, Vanita. Happy birthday, Vanita. And how about this guy? Neil Diamond. Neil is going to join us with his music in the background.
Hello again. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Just called.
Hello, I just called to let you know. You got to get out of the way. You stepped on the lyric. You're no DJ, buddy boy.
Happy birthday, Neil.
Oh, thank you, Chad. Thank you so much for realizing it. Thank you for calling today. I'm just enjoying my 81st birthday today. I'm sitting by the fire on a cold, cold January morning, and I'm thinking about all my loves, my conquests in life. Thinking about getting out that little black book and maybe calling a few people up and saying,
really?
How about reigniting something for Neil's birthday? How about
Well, Neil, I don't know if you know
the day,
this.
The day is young. The day is young. The
day is young. Day is young. We have another friend of ours celebrating his 47th birthday today. Let's bring him in, Jason DeRussia. Happy birthday, Jason.
Thank you, Neil. Oh, my God. So great to hear from you.
My God. Jason DeRussia, you're my favorite morning news anchor when I'm in the Twin Cities. Did you record that so you can use it at for a promo?
That's really great. Did you guys get that?
Thank you.
That's for sure our new promo campaign.
Yeah, we got
Every
that. I'll get it.
I'm in the Twin Cities, I turn on Channel 5, and I watch my man, James Derulo. He's one of the best. He's the best.
Perfect.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Jason, when you think of Neil Diamond,
wow.
First of all, did you know you shared this birthday with Neil Diamond?
Oh, you better believe it. I think all of us.
How does he not?
Right. You know, one of the things you do as soon as you can read is see which celebrity you share your birthday with, and there's nobody bigger than Sweet Caroline himself, Neil Diamond.
Ooh.
Thank you very much. As I listen to this conversation, I realize there are quite a few awkward pauses. I enjoy that.
Jason, let me ask you this.
Yes.
When the mood hits you and Alyssa, and you're looking to set the mood,
right?
Is Neil Diamond in the rotation?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something, Alyssa will verify this. When we were dating in college, Neil Diamond, In My Lifetime, the box set, was in the rotation in the kind of set in the mood music.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What if there was one song you had to play to seal the deal, so to speak, which one would it be? Yeah.
Well, as you know, for me, nothing gets me in the mood like a song celebrating this great, great land. Coming to America, for sure.
Very good. Good answer.
Today.
You know, as a note to That box set. I wanted to name it "Seal the Deal." Neil Diamond seals the deal, but the folks at Elektra Records overruled me on that one. Yeah, Elektra.
Neil, we have about 45 seconds left. Could you give us a little happy birthday to you and to Jason?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, James DeRolo. Channel 5 is the station I watch.
Today. Beautiful.
Today, the Good Feet Store.
Jason, I mean, is that pretty much the pinnacle of all of your birthdays right there?
No greater present than what was just delivered. That was amazing. No. Well, sealing the deal would be a greater present, but this for sure.
Yes, I think so.
Make it happen.
Gentlemen, we got to go.
Make it happen tonight.
Seal the deal to both of you. Kid or done, coming to America. Colonel David Hunt will follow this nonsense in just a few minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.